beloved. We are gathered here today to remember those who have transgressed against the great spirit of inclusion and must henceforth be forever cast into the abyss of dead names. In this moment of our remembrance, we prove with great grief and wailing the sincerity of our noble tolerance. What we once wrongly allowed in the ignorance of white privilege has become the cleansing rite of virtue signaling we use to prove our purity. Join with me now as we remember those we've lost. Br'er Rabbit, whose bronze likeness was this week removed from his pedestal outside the ride formerly known as Splash Mountain at Walt Disney World. Yes, although lovable for his trickster antics and bumpkin cunning, Br'er Rabbit must be expunged because he rose to popularity when a white author misappropriated a black folk mythos, giving rise to the infamously racist Song of the South. As we all know, once a white person culturally appropriates a black totem, it loses its authenticity and becomes both a sellout and also a reminder of the power dynamic, which allows the oppressor class to selectively celebrate some, and by contrast, deliberately repress any other aspect of genuine black culture. Like separating oneself from the infamous Tar Baby showed, once we taint the item of black culture with white approval, it cannot ever be brought clear again. No, friends, Br'er Rabbit could not stay. He reminded us of Uncle Remus, he reminded us of improper grammar, and most of all, he reminded us of a misguided attempt to bring levity to the plight of the formerly enslaved Southerners, who most assuredly did not have plenty of sunshine heading their way, nor did they ever have a zippity-doo-dah, zippity-day. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Your sweet voice.
Robert E. Lee, again. When the enormous 21-foot-tall bronze statue of the Confederate general astride his war horse was removed from its pedestal in Richmond, Virginia, sawed in half and transported to the Goochland Women's Correctional Center for temporary storage. Drawing and quartering this idol of American shame is the only fitting treatment of a man whose entire life has now been properly reduced to the sort of simple terms we all need when evaluating a historical figure. And now that the statue is gone, let the Renaissance begin. With this glaring reminder of a distant racist past, our officers from the Cloister of Forecasting and Prognosticating assure us that Virginia should expect to see black poverty vanish, the black educational gap shrink into non-existence, and black and white people freely celebrating each other in harmony within no more than 1 week at most. Yes, brethren. Never underestimate the power of symbols or their absence. As the 15th precept of the Oracles of Wokeness remind us, the only way to not repeat our history is to forget our history. And in order to forget our history, we must never see our history. As the dialectics of harmonious dissonance teach us, only ignorance can lead us to knowledge, because forgetting is remembering, and tearing down is the only way to build up. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
And finally, I want to take a moment to bask in the warm glow of enlightenment emanating from Raymond James Stadium in Tampa Bay last night as the National Freethinking League formally embraced Black America by abandoning the white national anthem. Yes, in a single moment of stirring progress, the 2021 football season opened with the Black national anthem Lift Every Voice and Sing, a statement that fully represents all the values we preach here at the Holy Temple of Dignified Consternation. The relief this brings my guilty white conscience is hard to describe, an assuaging of centuries of felt shame at my own pigmentation, for this means our nation can finally come together in the unity of Dr. King's dream for a single nation that transcends color. And how do we create such seamless togetherness? Well, obviously by completely cementing the gaping divide of distinction between white and black America through singing a separate national anthem for people of color and another one for white people. Obviously, in order to heal our nation, we must start by realizing we are not one nation at all. The only way to do this is by proclaiming the pride of our division in song. At long last, true equality is achieved as white Americans sing one national anthem and black Americans sing a different national anthem. Thus, our two nations can finally exist side by side, stadium seat by stadium seat, completely and finally separate but equal. Two nations under God, amen. And to those who will not sing with us or who will sing with inadequate enthusiasm, woe unto all who offend.
woe unto all who offend.
And now, with these cleansing rites performed, may we all go forth in loving tolerance and microaggress no more. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.